Hi guys, this is George H. Saroy. I am the author of the book Excelsior and also the author of the 2002 book From Parts Unknown. And this will be my very first entry into the world of audioboo.fm. Now, you'll notice that my username is my full name, George H. Saroy, S-I-R-O-I-S. Just to let you guys know, It is pronounced Saroy. Just take a look at the way that the name is spelled and then just take off that last S. The last S is silent. Now that is the Americanized version of how my name is pronounced. It's also pronounced in the French-Canadian way of Serrois. Some people, you know, seem to pronounce it like that, you know, just on instinct. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Right now, considering the amount of time that I have led as George H. Saroy, I figure I'll just, you know, keep it like that. But if you do feel the urge to say Saroy, then I'm obviously not going to stop you. It's going to be met with a smile. Now, originally, my username would have been the moniker that I've used for many other things, including my Twitter account, which is GHWriter1976. 1976 obviously being the year I was born. But then I came across an article that was given to me by a friend named Andrew Mosette. I'm actually not sure if it's pronounced Mosette or Moquette. I think Mosette, you know, sounds better, so I'm going to go with that. But he sent me to the blog of a writer named Kristen Lamb, and you can find her work at warriorwriters.wordpress.com. And she basically put together an article called "Fail to Plan and Plan to Fail," all about the social media platform. And I am a huge, huge advocate of people using social media to put their wares out there. God knows I wouldn't have gotten Excelsior anywhere near publication if it weren't been for the support that I've gotten from my friends on Twitter, from my friends on Facebook. They're the ones really responsible for that book seeing the light of day. So to them, I'll always, always owe them a huge amount of gratitude for that. In the article, one of the things that that Kristen makes sure to say is that when you're an up-and-coming writer, and when you're any writer, really, your name is your brand. So the best thing to do when it comes to putting yourself out there is to use your name as your moniker. It's very much in the same fashion of going onto a message board and putting your own name on there. Posting, you know, like writing articles, writing columns, writing criticisms, writing anything under your name. That means that what you're doing is you're standing behind the work that you're doing. And that's very important. It's something that I will give a lot of credit to Harry Knowles at ainticool.com for really, you know, putting that out there and just basically letting people know that, you know, like, hey, I, you know, this is my work. This is, you know, these are my thoughts. I stand behind these words. I'm not going to stand behind a moniker. Many people, you know, there are many other people that have their own little pseudonyms for their writing, and God bless them for it. This is not a criticism for them by any means. What it is, however, is a criticism against the people that basically, you know, slap a moniker on their words as an excuse to hide behind any sort of harsh language or anything that they would not normally say in front of anyone's face. I think that's just very, you know, very much like a cowardly and a very troll-like thing to do. So, but I am personally, you know, very much, I've always wanted to stand behind my words. So this is my way of basically saying that the GH Writer 1976 moniker is, for all intents and purposes, dead. I will be going on Twitter. I've renamed myself on Twitter under my real name, George H. Saroy. Again, it's S-I-R-O-I-S. And if you guys want to follow me there, you are more than welcome to. There are no spaces in there. There are no dashes or anything like that. Just, you know, the way it is, George H. S-I-R-O-I-S. And I look forward to seeing you guys there. And so this concludes my first run on Audio Boo. And I had a lot of fun, so I'm expecting to put some more stuff up on Excelsior, on From Parts Unknown, and on the rest of my life. So, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks a lot for listening.